Thank you for the opportunity to last two Sundays to preach for you. I'll put you up on the prayer request and my pray for you. I'm not sure where to start this morning. Who was the greatest financier in the Bible? Noah. He was floating his stock while others were cashing in. You get that? How many gets that? Okay. I want to speak to you about the church. The church is not the building. The church is God's people. Amen to that? Our Savior didn't come for these four walls, but He came for us, and He's coming back again for the redeemed. What a day that will be. But He hasn't yet, so we got time to build His kingdom. How are we going to build it? When God speaks and God's people begin to act, then action begins to take place. I believe that the world needs a church that's been shaken up and ready to move. And there's a song that says, little is much when God is in it. We think we do so little, but if God's in it, He will multiply it bigger than you ever thought it would be. You're going through some struggles right now, but keep your eye upon the Lord. He's about to do something. Something great. I believe the Lord's trying to tell us something with all the chaos that's going on around the world. I believe He's telling us believers that our world is sinful and need a Savior, which is Christ Jesus. So let us move. Our actions will show our faith or the lack of it. In Haggai chapter 1, the Israelites had been in captivity in Babylon. And the Israelites' purpose was to come back and rebuild Solomon's temple. But when they got there, they had cleaned the rubbish off of where Solomon's temple was and set up a place, an altar where they could worship. That's all they did for 14 years. The temple was not being built. And let's see what God tells us going to happen, because they're not searching, not doing it God's way. In chapter 1, verse 3 through 11, we see, there came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, it is time for ye, O ye, to dwell in your sealed house, and his house lies wasted. Now therefore, saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and brung in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothed ye, and there was none. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord, consider your ways. Go up unto the mountain and bring wood and build the house that I will be pleased in. And I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye look for much, and lo, it came too little. And then ye brought it home, and I did blow up on it. Why saith the Lord of hosts? Because my house is wasted, and ye run every man into his own house. Therefore, the heavens over you is strayed from dew, and the earth strayed from their fruits. And I call for the drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which ground brought forth, and unto men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labors of the hands. What a tragedy. The purpose for the Jews to come back was to build the temple, and for 14 years they said no. They built in their houses, their beautiful houses, and they had everything that the world could offer at that time, and yet God's house lies wasted. What did God do? He sent a prophet by the name of Haggai. Tell them to get started doing the work that God had called him to build. For 14 years, they began to say, it's not time to build the house of God. They began to make excuses why they couldn't. Even the enemies came, and we'll see the enemies of the Samaritans and others came and said, we want to help build the temple. But the Jews refused them to do it because they were pagans, and the Jews didn't believe that pagans should build the temple of God. What shall we do? You know, sometimes I wish the Lord would get an airplane and have those written out, you know, the banners that they have behind it. And I wish the Lord would sometimes do that, don't you? Sometimes we struggle because we don't know the will of God. And we can read the Bible and read it, and God can speak to us through, yes. But sometimes it's hard for us if God calls you to do things that you said, that's impossible for me to do. What do we do? How do we know it's God's will? We need to get out in the woods and begin to pour our hearts out to God, and with nobody around and looking and pouring our hearts to God. Said, God, show me the way that you want me to go. Show me the way that you want me to grow the church at Calvary, right? You want to do it God's way. God's way will bring blessings to you, to the individual, to the church, if we just do it God's way. But you wish God would sometimes reveal himself in a more clear way? I do. But then we go over to Ezra, and Blackaby says in his book called Experiencing God, what have you done that only God can do? I believe God can do about anything that he wants to do besides go against his character, right? And you go over to Ezra and look at the third chapter, verse 6 and 7. And from this day of the seventh month begin they to offer burnt offerings and to the Lord. But the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. See how that fits in Haggai, that fits right in the For 14 years, they build their own houses and build their own luxury and did things that were selfish. Verse 7, they gave money also unto the masons and to the carpenters and meat and drink and oil and to them in Zidon and to them of Tyre to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the sea of Joppa, according to the giants that they made at of Cyrus, king of the Persia. See how that fits right in. You get the background of Haggai, and you get the background in Ezra too, as the scriptures. The Samaritans wanted to join the work of the Lord. But the Samaritans also threatened the workers because they said, I want to build it, but the Jews didn't want them to build it. I'm going to throw my notes away to follow it. Do you mind? Sometimes the notes hinder me. I want to speak to what God wants me to speak. And some days we woke. How many of you woke up this morning and said, I want to serve God? We need to do that every day, don't we? We can serve God the places that we go. We can serve God. We fail to do that sometimes. There are two oppositions why the Israelites hadn't hadn't built the temple. The opposition one is, of course, the Samaritans, but there are, I think, some obstacles that we get in the road sometimes. We ourselves, the Jews, were obstacles that, well, we can't do it. You know, we make God too little sometimes, don't we? My God's a big God. How many God do we have? I think we got gods of money, right? Make self a God. We make self our kingdom, our own kingdom, and we make that a God. Sometimes we make our business a God. But there's only one true God. And that's Jehovah, isn't it? He's the only one that sent his son to die upon an old cross and called Jesus. And Jesus not only died upon the cross, but he came to rescue us from the pits of hell. And folks, he's the only one that can rescue us from the pits of hell. Jesus is not the best way to heaven. How many heard this one? He's the only way that we're going to have a pure hope. And I believe every generation and every time, every day, for us to stand up for Jesus. It was against the law. Oh, you said I've dressed up. I took a shower and we went to church, you know. Fought with the kids, no, the grandkids. Are we doing it God's way? Are we doing it God's way? Fail. But God knows the way it ought to go. A few years ago, I was going door to door to. I don't know if she believed in God, but there was a beautiful view. There isn't a God, but look at all the green grass and the cattle on the hillside rejected, but Jesus Christ was rejected. If we say something, You're not being rejected. The Lord Jesus Christ, the one who gave himself to die on a cross and pay the price, he's the one that's been rejected. But let's take a look back to Haggai chapter 1. In verse 6, it says, ye have sown much. What did it bring? Little. They were doing it the way, they're doing it their own way. And they brung in little. Ye eat, but ye not have enough. Always short. Ye drink, but ye not fill with drink. Ye clothe ye, but there is none warm. And those things of the world never satisfy you, does it? You buy clothes and it's next season it's out of style. You buy some more. It never satisfy. John D. Rockefeller was one of the richest men in the world at his time. He said, how much money does it take to be satisfied? He said, just a little more. Never satisfied with those things that we think is so important. He earneth the wages, put it in a bag. Then the money feel like you put it in your pocket and look like a hole in it. It seemed to fall short every time the bills come around. But what about God? When you begin to serve God, begin to seek those things and his kingdom first, and the rest of these things shall be added unto you. How many believes that? Right? Let's see what the Lord says. In verse 7 it said, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up into the mountain and bring wood. And build the house that I will take pleasure in it. Who do we want to please? We need to please God first, don't we? Pleasing God should please us. Bring the wood. Please God, and then also I will be glorified in it. Go up at verse 8, go up into the mountains and bring wood and build the house. I will take pleasure in him. You look for much, and lo, it came too little. The Lord blew upon it, didn't he? Why saith the Lord? Because mine house lies wasted. I'm disturbed about our churches today. A lot of churches don't even have an invitation. Come. I'm disturbed about because I believe that there ought to be some messages upon hell. And how long has it been since you heard a message on the hell? I'm disturbed a message because I see bigger churches where invitation comes and no one makes a decision for Jesus. Are we doing it our way? Are we doing it God's way? Our churches need to be shaken today. Because of God's power and God's holiness. I think we got away from, I'm in the old fogey now. Used to be when I was growing up, the sanctuary was a place you'd be quiet because that represented the presence of an almighty God. We got away from it. I think we need to go someplace to have a place where we can say, this is the presence of an almighty God, where we can worship and where we can say, ah, to God. We need the presence of an almighty God in our churches today. Peter said upon this, Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I don't believe that rock was Peter. I believe that rock was Jesus. I think Jesus was pointing at himself and said, upon this rock I'm going to build my church. You need to start right there, building your church upon the rock called Jesus, don't you? You need to ask, what would Jesus do in every decision that we need to make? What does the Bible say about the decision we made? But we need to say, upon this rock I will build my church. The only hope that we have in America, I believe, is us believers standing up to the plate. It's not, the politicians haven't got the answer, but the Lord God has the answer. Upon this rock, the rock of Jesus, we need a revival that comes down from heaven to shake up, to shake us. To make Jesus alive. And who cares if people call us religious fanatics? That's all right. That's what the world thinks. But we know better than that. I lost my notes, that's why. What are we going to do with Jesus? What is this church going to do? It's not easy, is it? But it wasn't easy for Jesus to die on an old red cross. He said, remove this cup from me, but nevertheless my will be done. It's not easy to follow us 100% total committed to Jesus Christ, is it? Here's what happens when Haggai preaches his message. They finally consider the days and finally begin to build the temple. And the adversity came and the enemies came. And I think they had their weapons in one hand and a brick in another trying to build the wall. Finally, the temple was made. In verse 18 of Haggai chapter 2, consider now, after the walls were built, consider now from this day and upward, from the 12th day of the ninth month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barns? Yet? And yet the wine and the fig trees and the pomegranate and the olive tree has brought forth from this day, I will bless you. When we consider God's way, I will bless them. And over in Ezra, it says that Haggai chapter 2, verse 7. And I will shake in all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. I will shaken the nation. Well, don't we need that today? When they begin to build their temple and do it God's way, God will shaken the nation. When God's people will begin to humble themselves and seek and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear their land. And I believe that when that day comes, God was shaking the nation. I believe the only reason why America is standing today is because of believers. Because you look back to Sodom and Gomorrah, we've committed every sin that they have committed. And yet God has saw to it that we still stand. America, Christians, it's time to stand up and fight and do it God's way. Are we going to do it God's way? That's a question. There's a song, I Surrender. And it says, I surrender all. All to Him I freely give. We need to give ourselves to an almighty God. And then God will build the temple. One of these days, Gabriel's going to blow the trumpet. It seemed like very soon. I don't know the time or the hour. The scripture says nobody knows the time or the hour is going to come. But how do we know we're going to live another day? We don't know that either. Are we ready to meet Jesus? Are we ready to live for Jesus? How many are ready to ready for Jesus to come today? And how many is expecting to come today? Very few, right? But we need to be ready for if Jesus would come today, would you cling up? Would you want to clean the house? You know, you have a visitor come, you want to clean the house, everything is put up to where it should be. If Jesus would come today, are you ready, or would you want to wait a few minutes before and confess your sins to Him? We need to be ready, right? We need to start building the church that God would be pleased in. When they build the temple, even the foundation, those that seen Solomon's temple cried and wept because the presence of Almighty God was in Jerusalem. We should weep too if we see somebody come in a joyful occasion to accept Christ too. We should be weeping because of those that are loved ones that do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. What are we going to do with Jesus? I want to tell you something personally, if I may. I was praying the other day on a Thursday that God would open some place to preach. Next day or two, I got a call, Calvary Baptist Church. That didn't happen by accident. It was divine appointed time. I was supposed to be retired. I just seen this my chief aim. Is that to glory of God, holiness, justice, and goodness might shine forth. My aim is to please Jesus Christ. What's your aim? To build a church that God would be pleased in. It should be. What can we do? We can pray. Put that on your prayer list if you don't have it. Pray for Calvary Baptist Church. All I want to do is to glorify God. And God, when I meet God face to face, I hope he can say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Can he say that to you? That's our aim, shouldn't we? To glorify, to please God, to build the church that God would be pleased in it. I want everyone to bow their head and we're going to have a word of prayer. And our Father, that you would touch this invitation, that you would call people, that you would intervene in the situation that we have at Calvary, that we know that those who love God are hurting. But Lord, may you intervene and give us hope. And Lord, we ask that you would touch our nation, touch each gospel preaching church, to share the good news that Jesus Christ died upon an old rugged cross. Thank you for the hope that you give us. Thank you for you that never changes, that you never leave us nor forsake thee. Thank you for the hope that we have on an old rugged cross. We ask these things in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.